turning into a beautiful morning out here at Solitude Links, where the 5th Annual Veterans Golf Outing is taking place. They're going to tee off at 9 o'clock, and so all the veterans are beginning to gather, and other participants too. And by the way, I want to remind you, if you wanted to donate but can't participate in the golf outing, you can just call Solitude Links and tell them what you want to do, and they'll take all your information from you, and that'll work out as well. We're talking right now with Josh Chapman from the YMCA. Josh, how you doing?
I'm very good, Paul. How you doing?
Doing good. Now, you got a new program starting next month for veterans. Tell us a little bit more about that.
We're really excited. We're starting the week of October 29th, and really what we're looking to do is support veterans and give them an opportunity to be a part of the Y. So we'll be offering programming Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for veterans only, and it'll range from yoga to pool classes and everything in between. And we're really looking forward to serving veterans and helping provide access to opportunity.
Great. How do they go about getting enrolled and involved in that?
That's a great question. So there's really two ways. One is the formal way, if you will. So any healthcare professional, the VA, a doctor, and everything in between can make a referral. They can come to the Y and we'll onboard them, show them around, tell them about everything that we're offering. Or they can just stop in and walk in and say, hey, you know, I want to do this, and there's a veterans-only program. I heard some guy talking about it on the radio, and we'll take care of them that way as well.
You know, we talked earlier about how there are a lot of programs available for veterans, and veterans don't always know how to find them or don't take advantage of them. And so, I mean, it's as simple as that. If there's a veteran that wants to participate in some of those programs, and the health benefits are obvious, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why we're really excited to offer this program, and we're excited that we've been able to offer such a variety of different pieces. So it doesn't matter, you know, where you're at, whether you're kind of Arnold Schwarzenegger and you can bench 400 pounds, or if you're, you just bent down to tie your shoes and it was a struggle coming back up, right? So we're really excited, and we can meet everybody where they're at, and we'll make sure to take care of them.
Well, that's really what the Y is all about. I mean, you see people there of all different, ages and abilities.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And this program will be able to do the same thing. So the healthcare professional will let us know what they need, and we'll take care of the rest.
Fantastic. So just call or stop by the Y, right?
Yes, sir. You got it.
You guys keeping busy, aren't you?
Yeah, we're always keeping busy.
It's good to see you. Appreciate you stopping by here.
You as well. Thanks, Paul. Have a great day.
All right, thanks, you too. Josh Chapman from the YMCA with us on WPHM as we continue our broadcast from Solitude Links, where the golf outing is going on today. We'll tell you a little bit more about it and some of the programs that the Veterans Affairs Office has as we make our way through this morning from Solitude Links on WPHM. Stay with us.